Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Glory to God. It's great to see all of you guys here. Amen. You may be seated. I want to read to you a scripture from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27 to verses 30. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 onwards. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Be worthy. Let your conduct, say my conduct, will be worthy. It says, of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. By the way, I jumped into the scripture, but I think they already were ushered out. All the children are officially dismissed. And today, if anyone feels like you are a child, you can also be excused, I suppose, and go to a children's church. No, not you, Hank. And not only in any way terrified by adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now here is in me. And be worthy. That's the thing I ought to emphasize. Yeah. Be worthy.
Yeah.
Though Jesus Christ saves us by grace, yet the apostle tells us you have to act in such a way that it brings honor. Be worthy. And I want you to, we honor Memorial Day. There's a scene from Saving Private Ryan. And this is really, it's you get a chance, maybe this weekend they may show it. But it's one of the most well-done movies that gives us a sense of the thousands who laid down their lives in the Second World War. And, of course, we have had Korean War, Vietnam War, and many of our wonderful heroes died in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think it's appropriate, again, for us to say a blessing and a prayer for every member of our armed forces. Right now, President Trump, even in the last, over the last 2-3 weeks, he had to activate because of the threats from Iran that are real. You saw them, they arranged for some of the terrorist organizations that are spread all over the Middle East, that they'll put holes in 3 big ships. And they were stirring up something, and they had a hint that there were going to be up to mischief against Israel or against other Middle Eastern nations. So he activated, of course, the fleet that's in the Persian Gulf right now. So the thousands of U.S. Navy members that are in danger, he activated about 1,500 other support groups that are sent to the Middle East, and a whole B-1 bomber contingent is there somewhere. They won't tell you where, but has been sent. So we continue to put, there are soldiers that are in the middle of some hot situations. We continue, of course, to cover, even in the last few weeks, we have been covering the Israeli Defense Forces with prayer. That they've had rockets flying over Israel that I've killed a few people. So it's always cooking. And it's important for us not to lose sight. This body of believers is committed to prayer, and that God hears our prayer as we take prayer and covering very seriously. So we are, even this week, even today.
Thank you, Lord.
We send our blessings and our prayers for all the men and women in the armed forces in uniform.
Amen.
Wherever they're serving, whether it's in Afghanistan, whether it's in somewhere in the Middle East, whether they are serving on the so many of the bases, as President Trump went on this trip, he stopped at the base in Alaska. Almendorf Air Base. And then he went, I think today he is in one of the armed forces camp in Japan. And our forces being in some of these countries prevents other countries from attacking the more vulnerable nations. Of course, he's also going to a sumo wrestling. And he's going to give them a Trump cup. Our president, I think he is one of the funniest, awesome guys. I like him. Can you imagine the president of the United States at the World Sumo Wrestling Championship, and he is going to give them an award?
I just appreciate the fact that we have this man who is such an offense to the political snobbery that we have all slowly been conditioned to think that rulers of nations are supposed to be just some sort of homogenous, you know, ultra-pasteurized, whatever.
And politically correct.
Politically correct and, you know, in public bowing to everything and behind the scenes promoting their own political careers at all cost. And thank God, he's just like, let's go watch sumo. Let's go honor our military and go to the sumo wrestlers.
Yo, why not? I'm in Japan. Let's take in some sumo action.
God bless him. And I love that about him. I just realize you just want to shake off the actual realization of how snobbish the political elite had become and slowly putting us all under that same, you know, demeanor. So, glory hallelujah. Glory hallelujah. We can be free to be Americans and proud of it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, he's going to go to sumo wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was informed. And then he's going to do some golfing with the Prime Minister of Japan.
Uh-huh.
And eat cheeseburgers.
Well, you know.
With him.
There you go. It's our president. Glory hallelujah.
Well, I showed you that last moment of the
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, and what he's, and it just quickened the scripture to me. Be worthy, in a sense, that's what he's saying. This, all this you see, and he's in his last breath almost. He's in the movie. His name is Captain Miller. And he has guided them through this whole campaign. And he has a small group that he's in command with. And their mission is to find there are whole units would, at that time in the Second World War, they allowed them to do this. Even though, I mean, they, it was not approved by the big authorities, but they would, if a bunch of relatives would say, please, we want to sign up, but put us on the same ship or put us together. But then they found out there was a movie, in fact, a true story of the Fighting Sullivans. And if you ever, they rarely show it, but if you ever catch it, it really is very deeply moving, because five brothers join up, yeah. And it shows in the movie, it really kind of gives you an idea of how close they were. They loved each other, they grew up in Iowa, I believe, and they were on a ship called USS Juno. I hope I pronounced it. Juno. And a Japanese torpedo submarine, a torpedo was fired from the submarine, hit the ship, and they all had to. Some of them were still alive, but floating on whatever things they could float. But basically, all the five brothers were killed. From that time on, they really made a policy to not allow. Even now, I think they don't let every member sign up, because someone has to be left. So on this mission, the three brothers have already been killed, and there's one more of the Ryan family. And so the president and the chief of staff, General Marshall, sends this special small bunch of soldiers to go and rescue the last remaining brother named Ryan. And find, they don't know where he is. Somewhere on the theater in fighting the war theater in France. But they have to find, I mean, they go searching. Where can we find Private Ryan? And for this one person. But in a sense, it's a parable for me, if I can be allowed to make that, that there was the Lord sent his son.
Amen.
And all, an army of angels to save you, to find you, and share with you the gospel, so that you would not be lost, but heaven would be your home.
Amen.
And
thank you.
That in different ways the Lord confronted you. For Hank, you and Pam were baptized in the Holy Spirit during the charismatic revival, right? The Lord sent you. I mean, it helps me. How wonderful that he searched us out to come to know Jesus, number one. And for me, most as powerful, to get baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And of course, baptized in water. But these are essential things. So anyone here, if you've not had the experience, you may have had the experience of getting prayer for salvation, but you have never received the Holy Spirit baptism. Even today, you can ask one of our healing team people, as we have an opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to receive and ask, if you've never been water baptized, to ask that you be put on the list. We'll do it as quickly as we can. We can dunk you in the waters of baptism. But going back to this mission of Private Ryan, that they are unit, and they have a major mission, save this one person. And they find Ryan finally, and he doesn't want to go with them because he is committed to his unit, who is defending this bridge, that they are not supposed to let any tanks go across this bridge, because it would then wipe out a lot of other key areas of the Allies. And so, and you see at the end, a group of German tanks come, and they can wipe out hundreds of Allied soldiers. And again, he has an excuse, Ryan, of say, hey, the President of the United States has ordered. I can get out of here, but he's on sense honor. He says, I'm not going to go away from my comrades. I can escape. There is certain attack, and most of us will be destroyed by these tanks, but I am going to be by the side of my buddies and we'll take this together. So, and then he convinces, Tom Hanks is playing the part of Captain Miller, and he convinces Tom Hanks and all his group to stay with him and through this great battle. And it is a big battle. And in that, then, there is this touching scene where Captain Miller, or Tom Hanks, gives everything he has. And you saw a few moments where he's completely shut up. And that's where some of the most famous words in any movie, he whispers to him, "Earn this. Earn this." In many ways, and it spoke to him. It speaks to us. They show a last concluding scene, but like approximately 50 years later, where he comes to Captain Miller's grave.
And with then his turns children and grandchildren.
Yeah.
So you see the family legacy is continued because that man was saved. Yeah.
And he asks his wife, "Did I really do okay? Did I earn this?" And for me at this time, we honor the sacrifices of all those we do. But even though we do not need to earn the grace of Jesus Christ, yet the Bible says in Philippians, act worthy of the gospel and carry ourselves in a worthy manner.
2 Timothy, that is marked a good soldier in Jesus Christ. In verse 8, it starts and it says, "Remember, memorialize Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel," Paul speaking, "for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore," say therefore.
Therefore.
And the apostle Paul, "therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. For the saying is trustworthy, if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will reign. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remember these things. Charge them before God not to quarrel." This is to us. "Don't quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers." This is such practical advice and instruction for today, for the church today, in the atmosphere, in the dynamic that we're living in right today. It says, "Do not quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness." And then he goes on to say, "The Lord knows those who are his. Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from lawlessness." And then he talks about honorable vessels and less honorable vessels, and said that be a vessel for honorable use. Say honorable.
Honorable.
Bless your neighbor. Say a vessel for honorable use. Set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. Flee youthful passion. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. And then he says, avoid foolish, ignorant controversies. This is so helpful. So helpful. Say avoid. Foolish, ignorant controversies. The Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to everyone. Say kind to everyone. Able to teach. Patiently enduring evil. Correcting your opponents with gentleness. Amen.
Amen.
Good soldiers.
Yeah. In the Philippians first chapter that I shared, you stand fast with one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
Amen.
So even in the parable of that movie, that he could have gone as an individual, he could have escaped, but he wanted to stand with the unit. And so the Bible tells us today, stand firm, Amen. Be immovable in the gospel. That's part of acting worthy. And put aside personal differences, where certain of the primary goals we have to stand firm.
Yeah.
And in different ways, this church, I mean, God is giving us opportunity to stand united in certain things we have found. Even now, you find, as we have tried to be part of the whole, of the body of the Lord and give leadership, we find entire units from outside that have come to, even like some of the city meetings mm-hmm. that we have, that have paid agents of the most yuckiest stuff.
Yeah.
Then they want to teach our children the most perverted stuff. And the kids are just 6, 7 years old, and they're telling, I mean, hey, you may, the doctor may have said, yay, congratulations, it's a boy. But he may be mistaken. It is, inside, he's a girl. No, anyway, can you imagine? It's a boy, it's a girl. No. You could be 35 different things. I mean, it is an era of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they are promoting all kinds of stuff. And we have to show up. We, as believers, we need to stand firm and be united. So it is not just like, we're not talking about tanks and machine guns. We are talking about spiritual warfare and all kinds of standards that are not conforming to the standards of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in these battles, then, you find in all some of these war movies, for me, I enjoy watching them, but it's they have to be united to achieve one purpose: victory for themselves, victory for their unit. And it does not matter if we have slight differences of perspective, we have to be committed to this one purpose and be able to work together and serve faithfully. That there is a chain of command,
mm-hmm.
and that you have to honor that chain of command. Otherwise, there is massive confusion in the last 20, 25 years. One of the things that Bonnie and I have discussed is the lack of that recognition that there is, we need to be disciples who can learn to follow simple directions,
yeah.
and that there is a chain of command. We'll be able to achieve much greater goals over having victory for the cause of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I remember that our church in 2016, that we were involved for intercession and being right in the middle of the action to prevent this city from being burned. The rioters were ready to riot and burn down many of our streets in this city. And we sent our intercessors to be right in the middle of all of this, singing hymns and witnessing for the Lord and blunting the attack of the powers of darkness. Mm-hmm. So, but we had to learn how to stand unified,
yeah.
and follow directions. But these are very practical things. It's not just, well, this is the idealistic way that we need to behave ourselves. And that for us as believers, we have been commissioned and to carry out the mission of the church in 2019.
Yeah.
Be, like they say, be all we can be in God's army at this time.
Yeah.
The living instruction, the Lord is giving us directions how to help put a canopy of protection over our region.
Amen.
To be consistent and corporate, to cover spiritually and put a dome of prayer over our, to bind powers of addiction, that there are such heavy, dangerous things. Do you know that just a few thousand, I mean, I think, exactly, I think some of you may know the figures, that there is an extremely dangerous drug called fentanyl, mm-hmm. that a few, just 100,000 doses can destroy the whole population of the United States. That this is, and yet it is considered an opioid, that our people who are taking those, but they could wipe out multiple millions of people in this. So there are some drastic, dark things that the enemy is trying to loose, and we have to be serious. We are on a mission of prayer, of covering our children, covering our cities so that we can live in peace and let our children grow up in the faith.
Just a few weeks ago, I had the joy of spending a little bit of after-school time with Alan and Adira's children. And Abe is 5 or 6. I think Abe is 5. I don't think he's in first grade yet. But anyway, so we were just chatting a bit, and they were telling us that they were, you know, memorizing scripture. This little guy, if you've seen Abe, Negi, he's absolutely the most incredible little package of dynamite and energy and curiosity and everything. He's really amazing, but he's about this tall, you know, this little bitty guy. And so I had him up on an elevated thing so that he, you know, he was standing higher than how he stands on the floor, and we were talking, and he was telling me, you know, at school that they were memorizing scripture. And I said, okay, so Abe, quote me a scripture. And immediately he said, 1 Corinthians 16:13, quit ye like men, which is the old King James version. But I mean, boom, it came right out of his mouth. And that scripture in language that we more understand, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all you do be done in love. And I you know, his little voice and his little face and that immediate response of, what do you know from the Word of God that helps you to live your life, Abe, every day? And boom, he had it right there. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Quit ye like men.
Be like men.
No, it just, you know. He knows he's a lion. He knows he's a lion. He's awesome.
Amen. Good. One of the things, again, part of the lessons, be worthy. Earn this. That we have a, it's not for we're not purposeless. We have a striving for a great purpose.
Amen.
That Jesus is Lord. He's declared to the nations the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we strive together. It's not each individual part doing its own thing on its own. And that was one of the regrettable things I felt like that came in, you know, about 25 years ago. But we saw a lot of youth that wasted the energy because they could not strive together.
Right.
They did not share a mission kind of idea. It was like, I'm called to do my own thing. And if we are doing our own thing, then going in 250 or 1,000 different directions, that we will accomplish nothing. So that is when Captain Miller says, earn this.
Yeah.
This is, but it was teamwork that did this. And, you know, whether it was wherever the armed forces of America, whether we were in Japan, we did not annihilate that nation, even though we were victorious. Immediately, and that's an aspect I want to say of, praise God, of the American grace we have, is that whether it was Japan, we made it one of perhaps the second greatest economy in the world at that time. In a few decades, it was American help and know-how. And you might want to look up the name Deming. He was a car manufacturer. He went to Japan to help them to become manufacturers of cars. They thought they would make rinky-dink cars. And they became some of the best car makers in the world. If you, I mean, I drive a Japanese made. I mean, the engine has never given me trouble, but it was American know-how that helped them have a revived, totally restored economy there. That's, I'm thinking of Japan because our president is there. But it was Americans who brought them into the fresh economic restoration. Oh, we look at Europe, and it was American Marshall Plan that restored all those nations' economies. It was America giving itself. I'm just saying the aspect of today's message that Americans laid down their lives not just for themselves and their country. They brought freedom back to all of Europe that they could and restored the economy. So anyway, we are striving together for a great purpose. Even today, the 95% of world outreach, evangelism in the world is done by American finances and American mission efforts around the world. 5% is by the rest of the world. We are doing 95% of the mission work. But it's done as we work together as a unit, be together for great things. Even here, we have, because of our lifestyle, what we have chosen to do, the thousands of watches and watchmen have been created around the world because we have been faithful here to carry out our purpose, our commission, together. Say together.
Together.
United.
United.
Worthy.
Worthy.
And earn this.
Amen.
So that's, it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
And we thank the Lord today.
Amen.
Whether it's been from the sands of Iwo Jima to the sands of Iraq, Americans have paid the price. Not only for our freedom and safety, but many other nations remain free because of American men and women laying down their lives. And so to all of them today, we want to say from All Nations Church, thank you, thank you, thank you. And may we have the grace from the Lord and character to finish our mission.
Amen, Lord.
And saying to those who gave their lives for our children, our freedom, thank you. May we live worthy lives of this great sacrifice.
Amen.
On this Memorial Day. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For these great, great soldiers. I do miss Johnny. Johnny Cook, I was remembering on Memorial Day, he would be some of the first carriers of the flag, and he would carry himself just mighty, mighty soldier.
Yeah.
And so many thousands like him. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Today, on Memorial Day weekend, thank you for each life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. As Jenna and the team come to, what are we going to sing, Jenna? Welcome, Holy Spirit. That's very appropriate. We need that without the Holy Spirit. One of the things that Ariel said that was just really impressed me is that when Moses raises his rod, that he raised his weakness.
Yeah.
There was an incident I think you may not know that many moons ago when Derek Prince, this was 1984, it's way back. But both Derek Prince and I had flown a single engine airplane from, we were in Zambia, Africa, and we flew into from the capital city. We flew way into the interior in the Mununga province. And so we were, for a week, Derek would usually teach and then I would try to do the healing service. But the next day, it was going to be a major healing service. And I had to teach disciples. There were 2,500 pastors, the pastor's training thing. And so Brother Derek and his wife Ruth were going to fly out and leave me behind, left behind. And I had to do the big healing service and then a pastor's training. And that night, there would be these wild dogs outside that would devour if you have pets and all that. And the missionary's big dog went out to chase after them. And I tried to catch him. He was going to be ripped apart by these wild dogs. So I tried to catch him, and I had not been there before. And there was a veranda, a terrace-like thing. And I tried to grab him. He just jumped, went away this way. And so I tried to catch him, and I took a step, and it was into thin air. And I fell about 10, 11 feet on my ankle. I knew I immediately broke it. And there was a resident nurse not far away. She looked at it and said, "Well, I'm afraid it's broken." And what was humiliating, I felt like humiliated. I am doing a healing service for all these Africans. And I could barely limp. And I was limping. And my leg, my ankle was broken. And said, "Lord, I'm limping along. How can I do a healing service?" And he said, "I really heard the Lord say, I want them to see you are not the healer. I am the healer."
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And he really, I said, "Thank you, Lord, for bringing my leg to let them make me illustrate this great truth." But some of the greatest miracles. There was a kid that had been in a wheelchair for 14 years, born that way.
He was 16.
16.
Yes, now he was 16.
He gets older every year.
No, he was 16 then. I'll never forget that picture. And we have got to find that picture in our archives, because his mother, while he jumped, had never walked in his entire life. And they had this old second-hand thrown away from somewhere wheelchair. It was turquoise vinyl, seat and stuff, all tattered. The wheels didn't have any rubber on them. They were just the metal part. And his mother would push him from place to place in this old wheelchair. And we have a photograph of the mother with the empty wheelchair while the son is making laps around this big gathering of people. And then that was, she fell on her knees and started crawling towards Pastor Mahesh, throwing dust on her head. And Mahesh said to the local pastors, "What is she doing?" And they told him, he says, "That's the way that they greet and honor a tribal chief." And he said, "What is she saying?" And they said, "She's saying, thank you, O great chief, for coming from America and healing my son today." And Mahesh rushed and picked her up and dusted her off and said, "Mama, I'm just a little servant of the greatest chief that has healed your son today. His name is Jesus Christ." Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I was limping. So, whatever.
Yeah, so raise your staff.
Yeah,
seriously, raise your staff. That's beautiful. Ariel, thank you for that. It's absolutely beautiful. Remember, Moses, the great spokesman, was a stutterer.
Let my people. Sorry, Lord. When I get to heaven, Moses may slap me.
awesome. Oh, all right. That's awesome. Praise the Lord.
Lead us in prayer. You can.
Amen. So, Father, we present ourselves. Let's stand up. We present ourselves today on this Memorial Day, and we remember you, the captain of armies, the firstborn from the dead, the son bringing many sons and daughters home to the Father. And we present ourselves afresh today as good soldiers, clothed in the armor of faith, Lord God, with the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, with hope, faith. We present ourselves in all of our strengths and all of our weaknesses as one unit here, but as one with the wider body of Christ, as one with our history and legacy in our apostles and prophets, the forefathers of our faith, as one with those who have gone before us, as one with those who are laboring and suffering for the gospel's sake in our day, as one link and one bridge to future generations yet to be born until the coming of the Lord. We declare Jesus Christ is Lord, and we commit ourselves today with all that we are to be strong in the faith, be strong in the faith, to stand firm in the faith, to stand firm in the faith, to hold fast our confession, to hold fast our confession, to all things in love, to do all things in love, that the word of the Lord and the glory of the Lord Jesus might be lifted up. So we pray, come Holy Spirit, anoint afresh each one of your servants, your ambassadors, your emissaries. Anoint the shield, Lord. Anoint the word of God in our mouths. Anoint us with fresh dreams and visions and supernatural words of knowledge. God, anoint us with miracles, signs, and wonders. Anoint us as your healers, Lord. Anoint us as your preachers of good news. Anoint us, Lord God, as our reconcilers. We receive the oil of the Holy Spirit through the precious sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who now is reigning on the throne of heaven. We thank you, Lord. On this day, we recognize who we are because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. And as Jenna leads us, I would like the life group leaders and healing team to come up. And if you need prayer, you can come up. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, let them come pray for you. If you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, very essential in this hour, come. Baptism in water. If you've never been baptized in water, if the Lord's telling you to join this church family that you've been kind of seeking, we are welcoming you to come join this body. All you need a real touch from the Lord. Let them pray for you as we sing. Come on up.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.